Hey, babe. Welcome back to the Orgasmic Manifesting Podcast. It is your girl, Ultra, and I'm super, 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 what? Yeah, super excited to be chatting you up today. For me, it's Friday, and it's one of those Fridays that feels like a Friday. It feels like, okay, I still got a little bit of work, but I kind of started kicking back. You know, when you're that Friday vibe where you're just like, I got to go to work, but I'm not really going to work while I'm there. I'm just going to prepare myself to chill Friday night and throughout the weekend. So that's the vibe. Today I woke up and what I was inspired to do was to read. And I tell myself sometimes that I'm going to read a little bit, and then I'll just spend hours and hours sitting on the bed reading, because some of the books that come to me that vibrate themselves into my life, or I vibrate myself into their program, they're so good that it's hard for me to stop reading. So today I woke up and I read for a little while, and then I started to get all this inspiration. Now, my sister was here for this week, a little bit this week and in the past week. And it was an awesome time. I really love having her. It was so good. I didn't work. That was intentional. I think I did a couple things here and there, but I wasn't really, you know, my head wasn't in the game. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I experience a lot of guilt. I was born into a family that makes you feel guilty for everything. And if you're a woman, it's double down, double dose. Needless to say, today was the first day that I felt like I was back. Also, on Thursdays, I do my long Jupiter Kriya, Prosperity Kriya. I encourage you to find it, to look it up. It will change your money vibration, your money, your feels. It will start working at the spiritual and the mindset. You know, if you want to see abundance, I would implore you to do whatever it takes. Now, what I want to talk to you today is about your divine right to be wealthy. Now, this is not a message for everyone. Sorry. This is a very, very exclusive message. This is a message for those of us, those few of us that feel so different and who've tried so hard to fit in, but just it was just impossible. I know there's people out there who try really hard to fit in, and they're good. They're good. They're chameleons. I thought I was a chameleon until I realized that I can only disguise myself for a very short time into the idea of someone else, so I can get loved and accepted. But very soon, and it happens to all of us, the real me comes out. And if that person fell in love with the pretend me and not the real me, it will be apparent. Nothing to do with them, everything to do with me. Because when I was young, we moved around a lot. So I learned to, as quickly as possible, acclimate to the energy of the new place that I was. Right? I had to learn to acclimate to the energy of, I am in Puerto Rico now. I have been in the States. My Spanish is not that good anymore. I have to acclimate to the new way of speaking. I have to acclimate again to the culture. Well, because I was Puerto Rican, but I was Puerto Rican in America. You go back to Puerto Rico after you've been here in America for a minute, you don't feel like you're from Puerto Rico. I'll tell you that much. Here's the thing that happens sometimes to, I would say, immigrants, but it's so weird because Puerto Ricans were, you know, natural born Americans. We were part of the United States, but we still kind of have our countries. It's this juicy spot between we have our own country and we are United States too. So I kind of love it. But, you know, sometimes, I lost my train of thought. Anyways, let me go back to the beginning and I might remember. What I'm talking to you today, like I said, this message is not for everyone. It's for the few. And you'll know if this is you because you'll keep listening. And if you're just like, what is she talking about? It's not you. You might even listen all the way to the end and it might still not be you. Okay? I grew up in a family where I always felt strange, out of place. And it wasn't that I didn't feel loved. I just didn't feel understood. I didn't feel seen. My mom was married to my biological father, who I never really met, because they were divorced. My mom was 17 years old when she had me. I was the product of rape. all the good shit, right? My life started off awesome. I'm a teenage mom, abusive rapist dad. And here I am, the miracle of God itself. I'm so happy and so proud to have been born. I'm so proud of my mom that I don't know what, for what reason, if it was even a choice for her to keep me or not, but the fact that she did and loved me to the best of her ability changed me. Because even if she would have had me, like so many mothers, being a mother is hard. Like so many mothers, you do your best, but sometimes it's not in you. I can't imagine being raped and brutalized and still loving this child, going through this pregnancy with the purest of hearts, which is what I believe my mom had. Fear, of course. I mean, come on. If you're gonna get brutalized, of course you're gonna have fear. But my mom, it's a powerful woman, and I will venture to tell you that I think her power comes from joy. That nothing has ever been able to extinguish her joy. And I think that even if you're wrong about life, if you live with joy, you will find the right way, because joy, peace, love, gratitude, affection, those are vibrations where I called fixers, fixing vibrations, meaning that it don't matter how wrong you are, if you're in this vibration of love, it will correct you, it will heal you, it will fix you, it will make you whole. So you don't have to worry about fucking up. You don't have to worry about being a mess. You don't have to worry about that. And let me tell you something about what's so cool about people like you, people like me. And we're going to start talking about money, but I'm just getting fired up. People like you and people like me could never have fit in. It's impossible. It's not the will of our soul. Because fitting in would have meant that we were okay with making a little bit of money and struggling all your life. And I never thought that that made sense, even from the most religious perspective. I was like, but I thought God had everything. How are we here struggling? We're quote unquote praying to this God who is almighty, all powerful, who has made a special covenant, right? Special agreement. If we surrender ourselves and we're struggling, I don't understand. What is somebody, please help me understand. Help me understand how this thing, this energy we call God, is not loving us the way it's proclaimed. It don't matter how much Bible we read and how often we were on our knees, how often we cry, how often we lived in shelters or in, you know, awkward situations. I don't remember all the struggles that my mom put us through, but I personally, my mom had gone through while we were little, because I was little, but I personally was in a domestic abuse home / shelter. It was my own place, but it is what it was. Running away from a man who threatened to take my child, who has taken my child to a degree, was poisoning me while I was pregnant. This is my life. It's like a lifetime movie. I cannot wait to write the autobiography. It's gonna be a hit, y'all. Okay, let's go back to the subject at hand. People like you, people like me, we incarnated. We came here purposely saying, listen, I cannot get comfortable in this family. I came into this family so I can develop the skills, the overcoming skills that were going to propel me, that were going to launch me into my destiny. I needed to feel empty sometimes. I needed to feel despair sometimes. I needed to feel misunderstood sometimes. I needed to try to make people love me and fit myself into what they wanted me to be. So when it didn't work, I can only fall back to being me. So when it didn't work, when your business strategy didn't work for me, I had to then lean on me, come back to me, so I can trust that the God that made me, that gave me life, that allowed my life to become an unfolding miracle, that thing said, you're going to be different. You're going to lead. You're going to give freedom. Shed light in the dark places. You are going to be the voice. You're going to free. You're going to move. You're going to do all the things. It is you. So you, my friend, we cannot get comfortable with $100,000 a year. I cannot get comfortable with $250,000 a year. We cannot get comfortable there because we came here with a reason. With a reason to not fit in because we have to give birth to this new place. The old place don't make sense. I don't want to fit in. I come from a background of abuse. You think I want to fit into that? I needed to not have my life be perfect so it would light up a passion in me so then I can volunteer and say, I will go first. I will do it. I will seek. I will find. And then I will dissect it and I will study it and I will become it. And I don't even need, I think we move past needing to teach, needing to help, to I am so much the person who is going to change the motherfucking world. I am so much that person that it doesn't even matter what I do because every step that I take, every breath that I draw in is aligned to the purpose of my soul. I don't even need to know what the purpose is. I know. Clearly, I'm not of this world. Clearly, I don't fit in. Clearly, finally, I get to think that that's a good thing instead of buying into the mess of believing that it has to look a certain type of way. You know what? It had to look a certain type of way for all of y'all, but for you and me, for all of them over there, you and me, we going to forge our own way. We're creating a path. Why? Because they haven't done it yet. Because we have human beings and women and children and men of the world all over hurting and praying and asking. And even though at the very least some of these prayers are answered, abundantly answered, God, give me money. Universe, help me. Give me money. We haven't still developed this understanding that is not for you, is through you. Who gives a fuck about $1 million if every woman that I know sexually abused and their daughters? There's no amount of money that you can put on that experience being something that needs to move forward the world. No. But perhaps it might take $1 million for something to happen so that changes and shifts. The other day, I was watching this on Netflix. It's like, you know, like the little previews, like the little thing they do. And it was about genetic or some genetic biohacking that these people are doing in their own house. And I remember this one of the men being interviewed. I haven't watched the series. I am going to watch it. But just from the little clip, the man was just like, okay. He said something like, you'll be surprised. Like, he was so nonchalant. He'd be surprised at what you can learn on YouTube, which is what I tell people nowadays. Like, listen, you don't need a degree. You just need internet and YouTube, right? You can learn everything. But literally, these people are doing biohacking in their basement. And while some people who live primarily from fear probably are like, oh my God, don't fuck around with the genetics, someone like me can see a new world. Some of these people are talking about eradicating diseases. That sounds like a dream. That sounds like the world I want to be a part of. Some people are talking about restoring the oceans and the lands and the atmosphere and healing the world. That sounds like the world I want to be a part of. Right? So what I'm saying is you got to remain that person that's right outside who gives a fuck if no one understands you. It's not what you came here. You didn't come here to be understood. You came here to do something exponentially magical, something so big, something without horizons, something without end, something that will change not only your generations but the generations of the entire world, all the human beings. Can you imagine something so big? Now for me, I can't take all that on. That's a lot. But there's so many people in the world. There's like over 7 billion people in the world. If I do 1% of that, imagine. If we all did a fraction of a percentage, we would literally all change the world. right? So what I've taken upon myself is to say, okay, well, who are the most important beings on the earth? Who are the most important beings? And it's so easy to see, because who has been the most oppressed? The female. In the animal kingdom, bread over and over and over. In humans, you already know, women are never really truly equal. Up until now, bitches, because we are coming. So I have a powerful mission, and it's been more and more and more apparent. It gave birth to me. A violent rape made me. And now I am violently going to disrupt how that works. That no longer will continue from my generation to come and forever. Men will not beat and kill and oppress women. I thought, who are the most powerful, most important people, beings? The female, especially if you're a mom. So what I'm going to tell you right now is, girl, if you have $1 million dream, no one else does, that is your superpower. Because for a second, don't think for a second that God, the universe, is going to give you something you can't handle. Now, here's what I want you to understand. Maybe it might seem big. Well, it might seem big because you might have been raised in a family where they were all managing their small little dreams and rarely, barely getting there. I don't know why my man and my kid act like 12-year-olds. One is 4 and one is 44. 43? Is my man going to be 44? Ooh, I like that number. Okay, needless to say, I'm talking to you today. If you have this billionaire mind, if you're just like, but what I want to, I don't even know why. I know something's pulling at me, tugging at me. It's been like this all my life. I thought from a young age that I needed to have money. And it never went away. And here I am, many years later, still, you know, obviously with more money than I had when I was younger. But when this desire didn't go away, and no matter how much money I got, I needed more and I needed more and I needed more. And I thought, wait, am I dissatisfied or what is going on here? My soul is guiding me towards something in God, the universe. I had the download and it was revealed straight into my soul. The type of money you will need. It's because of something big. So do not believe that you want billions and millions of dollars for yourself. I'm telling you right now, mark my words. If you have $1 million dream in your heart, it is not for you. You can live well with a lot less money. So now you got to ask yourself, why would the universe employ me? Because that's what you're doing. You have a mission. And this mission has a salary. And the salary, it's unfathomable. I can't say that word even though I love it. So much. It's infinite. It's everlasting. It will outlast you and all your generations. I was reading one of my books, and I'll leave you with this. And I was so excited. This speaker is one of my favorite all times, and he passed away. And he still lives in my mind, in my heart. I bought all his books, all the books that he had online that I can find. Once I found out he passed, I was like, I need to have him. I need to see him. This man is important to me. I was reading one of his books, just on being successful. And he said something that changed it. You know how you read something and it changes the game and you're just like, oh, it's really that simple? Okay, game on. He said, I walk around like I own the world. Because I am royalty. I am the son of the Most High. Whatever my father owns, I own as an heir, as a descendant. And that, it's a little Christian, right? It's okay. Just look at the meaning behind that. I walk around like I own it because the universe gave birth to me, created me to be a good steward. So this sense of responsibility to heal the world It's gonna take money, baby. This sense of responsibility to liberate women from domestic abuse is gonna take money, a lot of money. Because people in power, energies in power, do not want to relinquish that power. Nothing wants to die. So all we can do is transmute it into pure love. But it's gonna require money. Money can move mountains. Money can actually put food on the bellies of starving kids. Okay, good intentions will not serve humanity. What will serve humanity is that your good intentions set forth a powerful movement that brings you so much wealth and money that you actually can do something physical about it. You know, I spent years in the church. I've seen people pray for years, 20 plus years, for church, for money. And I didn't see these prayers answered. Now, but honestly, I don't know what is in people's heads. But I know for a fact, pastors who've been pastoring for 20 plus years, since I was a teenager. And they had this dream of these big, you know, temples and this big, and they have not done that. They have not done that. And I'm just like, wait, either you're working with the God frequency, either you're working with the universe, either you're on your mission, or you're not. And you know you're on your mission because you just can't fit in, no matter what you do. Not fitting in, my friend, it is your biggest, most amazing gift. And I love you. I mean, of course, if you want to join a program with me, you're going to totally fit in. But that's the point. It's a whole group of misfits whose hearts are so big that no mess in the world can stop their potential. No beginning, no matter how low, how bad, could even cast a shadow on what they're going to do to shift energy of the world. And because it is all connected, you shift one thing, everything shifts. You change the entire universe, the entire cosmos are here waiting for you, rooting on you, saying, hey, we gave you an assignment and you're equipped. You were equipped the day you were born. There's nothing outside of you that you ever needed. How unfair would that be if, you know, the universe, God, gave you this $1 million dream, but you were incapable? Even the Bible says, you will be given unto you what you can handle. And sometimes we translate that into like pain, like you won't give it any more hardship, but cannot see past the dysfunction, see past the depression, see past the negative message and flip it and see what is really being said. Just gotta learn to have a discerning heart. Your spiritual life has to become priority. If you are to be the sacred billionaire, it's a sacred vessel, you have to know how sacred and holy you are. You have to know that you didn't assign that to yourself. I guarantee you that you didn't wake up one day and you're like, I think I'm going to be a millionaire. The fact that you woke up one day and thought you could be a millionaire, wanted to be a millionaire, needed to be a millionaire, that nagging desire kept pulling and tugging and pulling and tugging. What do you think that is? You think your soul would lead you astray? When we have a craving, you ever crave chocolate or gelato or cookies? It is because we had such a rich experience, something so good and delicious that we want to repeat it. And out of the blue, sometimes, just for no apparent reason, here it is, that craving. I want coconut. I want gelato. Where did it come from? Who put it there? You're not in control of your cravings. This craving, this $1 million craving, baby girl, it is not going to go away. So you might as well do the work. You might as well be in it. You might as well accept your mission. Might as well step into it and say, you know what? Okay. I'm just going to say yes. I'm going to say yes to all the money, because it's not the money, but what is right behind that, that is going to make your life unbelievable. The fulfillment that you will have based on all the things that this money is your partner. Money can become your best friend, your pleasurable lover. Money can just bring you pleasure in the most incredible of ways. I, the other day, was posting on Facebook that I have these pens, and the refill pens on the inside are the ones that I gotta keep buying because I really love my pen. And I remember one day I was journaling. I kept smelling this awesome fragrance. What was cool about it was like I had ran out of my candles, I had ran out of my incense, but I'm kind of like I have a spoiled scent, like my nose is spoiled. I want to smell nothing but awesome things all the time, right? Like scents and luxury and candles and flowers and incense. But I didn't have any of that. But I remember I'm writing, and I can smell like cotton candy, and I'm like, what is that sweet smell? So I smell my paper because I'm just like, where is this coming from? And it was my paper. So these pens that I bought, I had no idea were scented. Were scented. And I felt the universe in that moment tell me, I am going to please you. Money is love in action. Money is God in action. Without the freaking $13 I would have spent on those pens, I wouldn't have known. Like, the money brought me these pens who gave me this pleasure. Okay, not only they were cute color pens with glitter and all that stuff, but utilizing these pens became a pleasurable experience top to bottom. And then having the scent, and I was like, look how much money loves me. It will make these scented pens appear without my knowledge, without my consent, in order to surprise me, to please me, to make me happy, to delight me, to keep me in a state of expectation and excitement. My new program. Okay, we are starting June. It is official. I was lollygagging on that date, but it is official. We are starting in June. So you have time to get in. This is an activation. This is a download. This is a process. This has nothing to do with strategy. No strategy in the world will ever work without the energy. And here's what's the hardest part for people when it comes to energy. It's not getting into the energy. We all know how to get into a variety of energies. It's the fact that we be flip-flopping in and out of energy that keeps our reality from fully making a shift. Holding the energy, vibrating at the frequency over and over all the time until it is your normal, into your vibration, until millions and millions of dollars coming to you doesn't even feel like, wow, it just feels like, yep, when? Oh, right now. Oh, there it is. A little bit more here, a little bit more there. Oh, it's happening. It's coming. Of course it is. I have a big mission. I have something wonderful to do. I'm the sacred vessel. I am the messenger. I didn't choose this. Not really. You know, some people say, well, you chose your life into, well, you know, from that perspective, I chose it. But from the perspective of like me being a human, I didn't choose to be freaking awesome. I just am. Sorry for those of you who don't feel that way. But what I need you to do is that if you hang out with me, I will rub off on you so hard. And you pretty soon will feel pretty awesome about you too. But what I learned is that vibration is everything. I have manifested the craziest of things without believing, without doing the mindset work, just pure acclimation to vibration. And of course, doing mindset work and all this stuff, well, that's the psychodynamic. That is the factor that we actually hammer into this program. That you cannot separate your soul from your body and your body from your mind. It is all one thing. It all works together. And so it is time that we find this wholeness. And for women in particular, healing the sexual, psychological, spiritual split. This is something that happens to all of us. At some point when you were a little girl and you felt different because your body, you felt a threat. If it wasn't, it could have been the way someone looked at you. It could have been something someone said. It could have been your parents protecting you by saying that skirt's too short. You're asking for trouble. Where you had to put all the wholeness of being you. You had to split yourself up and you say, I cannot be sexual. Sexuality is dangerous. I will get hurt. Everybody wants that. And we all experience that split. It is time that you come back to yourself, you're whole, that you vibrate and acclimate in wholeness, that you have a partnership with your mind and your body. So the spirit, the real you who's here doing something epic, has a healthy body to work in, has the right energy to continue the work. It is time. So I want to invite you to Sacred Billionaires. Please check out sacredbillionaires.com for more information. If you want to join right now, to join, it is only $2.99 a month. It is open enrollment. What does that mean? It means that you can come in anytime you want to. But there is a little bit of a catch. As I am opening this program, it is on sale for $2.99 a month. The retail value, and it is going to be offered at $9.99 a month. So that's $1,000 a month. So what I say is jump on this. If you jump on this now, you'll be able to lock into that monthly fee. And you literally don't have a contract. You can stay with me as long as you want to, as long as you need it. I recommend a year. I don't recommend anything under 90 days because we do need to get acclimated to the new vibration. You do need to be committed. You do need to be ready. And you do need to be in expectation of the biggest, most possible miracle that you can conceive receiving within a year. Now, we call it Sacred Billionaires because this is all about this feeling of invincibility. It's doing something big, doing something worthy, but also in luxury, in comfort, with money as your partner. And remember, money is God in action. I love you. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you soon.